Straight back to your calls as promised. 1-300-736-736 is the number. 1-300-736-736. The open line for Werribee Kia. They're open for business right now. Heaps of stock in their showroom. Drop down and see Janan and Aid and the team. Port Adelaide, top of the 40 Winks ladder right now. Your bed should be your biggest supporter. Find yours at 40 Winks. But the ladder is very tight right now, so a huge round of footy coming up. Can't wait to talk about that a little more tomorrow. A few of your texts that have come through, take Walsh all day long. Thanks for that. Sam Walsh could be the next Craig Bradley. Wayne from Brisbane, go Blues. Bailey Smith, he's a gun. He'll be the best. Bailey Smith, Dogs, fifth in line to get attention, but Walsh is second in line at Carlton, sometimes first in line. What if Walsh was given as much latitude as Bailey Smith? I reckon Bailey Smith will get less latitude very shortly, the way he's playing as well. Dwayne, we've already had trial games with low interchange. That's how footy used to be played. Fitter players rose to the top and scores, and then congestion followed the introduction of more interchange. Thanks for that. I'm telling you, Bucks has nailed it. No prior opportunity would work. Thanks for that text as well. Michael Schammer, Sydney Morning Herald NRL reporter, about to join me. Alan in Caulfield, I will come to your call, and if you want to get on the queue below Alan, 1-300-736-736. But let's find out what's happening to the NRL as it stands right now with the numbers growing in New South Wales. Welcome to you, Michael. Thanks for your time.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
One of the first things I did today was jump onto the Sydney Morning Herald to find out what's happening in Sydney, because it affects our world, or more likely, our world in Victoria has affected your world.
Well, it looks that way, isn't it? There's obviously a little bit of talk around rugby league circles today in regards to having to move the whole competition up to Queensland to avoid what has happened in Victoria over the last few weeks. So I've obviously spoken to Peter Verlandis. At this stage, the NRL is just going to go back and enforce the restrictions on the players, which has loosened in recent weeks. So they have been allowed to go to cafes, play golf. That, as of tomorrow, that'll go back to the way it was, and they're only allowed to leave the house to train and play. So they're taking these extra precautions to allow, to make sure the Queensland government allows New South Wales-based teams into the state to continue the competition.
So what is it, just to watch this space, is it? If the number grows in the next 48 hours, then you change your plan to roll with it?
Well, I think the NRL believes that if the players are isolated and aren't part of the community, then if things do escalate, then they have a strong case with the Queensland government to say, hang on, our players are actually in isolation. They aren't mixing with the community. So if that's the case, then they believe they have a strong case to continue playing. But alternatively, there are discussions about bringing the Queensland teams to New South Wales, which would be a lot more cost-effective, given there's only four based in Queensland at the moment, if you include the Storm.
So the poor old Queenslanders will have to come down to New South Wales and just live under the guidelines of the New South Wales rules, as opposed to the freedom they have up north.
Well, it's going to be interesting, because I imagine there's only going to be a room for a certain amount of teams across all the codes. Obviously, the AFL across a couple of states, the A-League looking to get back up and running. It's going to be interesting. There might be a rush for facilities. Perhaps one state has one code, the other state has the other code. So it's going to be interesting to see. I know the AFL and NRL will be reluctant to bring a halt to competition again, and they'll do everything possible to make sure that doesn't happen. But it's been a little bit of a bit of downtime for us during those last few weeks. So I think now we're going to heat up with a lot of these COVID restrictions taking place in the next few days.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. The bizarre part is everyone's kind of looking at what everyone else is doing as well. So I'm sure that the AFL is looking at what the NRL is doing. Everybody's speaking to the same politicians. So I suppose you just have to go to bat for your sport as it stands. Michael, what are the parameters for you guys to barrel on and not have a week off? Do you see that as... because the New Zealand team at the moment has been struggling. They found it tough to be on Australia for such a long period of time. Are you going to play more games in a shorter period of time like we are? Is that something that you will consider as well, games off five-day breaks?
I think that was discussed originally when the competition was being discussed about coming back into the mix. I think now, as it stands, there's no plans to change the way it is, which is the traditional Thursday to Sunday time slots each week. I imagine if that escalates, they perhaps in a bid to finish the season may try and bring games, 5-day turnarounds, and try and play midweek games. But I imagine now the plan is to continue as is, which is Thursday to Sunday weekly games.
Yeah, that's going to be incredible to see what goes on. Great to have a chat to you on short notice. Michael, what's the latest in the last half an hour, the last hour? Is there still a lot of worried people in New South Wales?
Well, I think in light of what's happened in Victoria, I think everyone's on red alert to, in the hope it doesn't repeat up here in New South Wales. So fingers crossed that things work out in Victoria and New South Wales doesn't have to go through the same thing that you guys have down there. So we'll wait and see. Mm. Time will tell.
Yeah, absolutely. Michael Shamus from the Sydney Morning Herald, the NRL reporter, joining us. Alan in Caulfield, you there, Alan? Thanks for holding for a while.
Yes, I am. Possibly to make the game a little better, you gave 2 points for each team that won each quarter. So you get 8 points for the total of the four quarters, plus, say, 10 for the win.
So you think incentivising the scoring is the way to go? I've had a few people talk about the incentivising of scoring. I can't see it as a way forward, Alan, but I don't want to cut you off. Give it another 30 seconds and try and talk me into it, because at the moment I haven't been talked around on the incentivisation of quarter scores.
See, I think teams, the minute they get ahead, to go ahead, they get negative, and this negative football is ruining the game. I know the rules should change, but this also could be an incentive not to be negative and make the game a little bit more attractive for the spectators.
Yeah, well, the beauty was we had a team come from 7-1 down on the weekend to actually win the game. So that changes the perception of this get ahead and hold up. And not that the Saints tried to do that, but at least you can now see that comebacks can happen. We had a couple of comebacks earlier in the season. The Blues and Melbourne game, that was a 42-point comeback, even though the team that made the comeback didn't win. But it can be done, and I'm glad it was kind of emphasised on the weekend that you can come from 7-1 down and still win a game, even with reduced quarters. Another text that came through, did you see Bailey Smith's cheap shot at Walsh on Sunday? Yes, I did. I did that game, little whack from behind to the back of the head. That's what footy's all about. You've got to start paying free kicks for those things if you're an umpire and try and stop it. But as soon as you do pay a free kick, the crowd goes crazy and says, how can you dare pay a free kick for that? But that's the kind of thing I would pay a free kick for. Urban Alley is Australian-made hand sanitizer and SEN's official hand sanitizer, available now at urbanalley.com.au. Don't forget, if you missed the Isaac Rankin chat that we had, if you missed the chat that we had earlier on with Simon Hill, the new addition to SEN, then you can download the Dwayne's World podcast and have a listen anytime you like in your own good time to anything that we do during the course of the afternoon on this program. Stick around, there's still a bit to come. Looking forward to having a chat to a couple of people after the break, including going to have a chat about some bowls, find out where they are playing bowls around Australia right now. So plenty still to come on Dwayne's World, and we might even sneak in another call. And Bob and Andy, not far away, looking forward to your company a bit later on as well. So plenty still to come on SEN today as we have a look at the landscape as it is.